Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Boy, quite a dust-up. The only gubernatorial debate we're going to see after we saw some of the tabloids calling the governor chicken for not agreeing to do a debate. He did finally agree. It was held yesterday, aired on WAMC last night. The governor and his Republican challenger, Mark Molinaro, going after each other in a debate that centered on corruption in state government and the candidates' views and relationships with President Donald Trump. I know you saw it. Alan, your reaction this morning?
Well, it was really something. Frankly, I came home and I turned the thing on, and I was not prepared for what I heard, which was a real blowout between the two men. There was nothing that was untouched. Molinaro, of course, is, you know, way, way behind in the polls. So he had to do what he had to do. And he went after Cuomo in every way possible, yelled about the corruption in his administration, the sleaze. He said, look, you know, no other governor could be reelected under these circumstances, surrounded by the kind of stuff you're surrounded by. And Cuomo, for his part, went after Molinaro. His wife had a job. It was a question as to whether that was proper, since somebody who needed something or did business with the state gave her the job. And it was really something. It was the kind of debate, it seems to me, that, you know, they didn't play by Marcus de Queensberry rules, that's for sure. But everybody said what they were going to say, and you could just see the kind of negative research that both sides were doing on each other.
What impact, if any, does it have?
Well, I think the one thing that has been established in New York State, is, especially New York City, is it's blue. It's unlikely that there's going to be a major change in the expected winner. I think Molinaro may have done himself a little bit of good here in that there's a lot of catch-up going on, and most people didn't know who he was, and most people haven't been following the issues in this. The margin that the pollsters are showing is so great in Cuomo's favor that I wouldn't be surprised if Molinaro did a little bit better, particularly upstate, but I don't see any great change, no.
Speaking of change, a political forecaster, Nate Silver, has the percentage here of the Democrats taking the House at 85%, Alan.
He had something like that with Hillary Clinton, too, winning the presidency. You know, David, I wouldn't count on it. At this stage of the game, there's only one question, which side has the energy? For example, in Massachusetts, there's early voting now. And I understand a lot of people are doing that. I intend to do that today. And there is a question as to who will come out. If major numbers of people come out, you may see some surprises here. The easier you make it to vote, obviously, the better it is, usually, but not always, for the Democrats. Because, you know, it's one thing if you can have all the time in the world to vote, then you can fit it into your schedule somehow. We do know that there's voter suppression going on in many states at this stage, and that's to keep people at home. And that is disgusting, because this is America, and the whole idea of a democratic republic is on the table, and some people are trying to take it off. So from where I'm sitting, this does look like it's going to be a very, very close election, especially for the House. Now, remember that Americans vote for the person. They don't generally vote for the party. But in this case, if they do vote to flip the House, because if I were the Democrats, that's the issue I would be making, so that somebody can hold Trump responsible for some of the nonsense that's going on in this country.
You referenced energy among the base, the Democrats and Republicans, as part of raising that energy level for the president, telling his base that he's a nationalist?
Well, there are many people who suspect that this nationalist stuff really means white nationalist. He was asked about that yesterday. He said, I never even heard that term. I don't know anything about it. But people think that this is a dog whistle to the base, to energize the base, to get them out, to get them to vote. And it is just one more thing that many people are really quite worried about, because in history, a lot of people in other countries have called themselves nationalists.
Let's go to the continuing story on Jamal Khashoggi and the killing. And the Turks, Erdogan president, came out yesterday and said it was premeditated. We're hearing on the BBC early this morning that they believe they found the body parts of Khashoggi. And yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced the first U.S. penalties against Saudi Arabia, affecting 21 individuals. Most already have visas. Their documents are being revoked. Those that don't will not be eligible.
big question is whether the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is going to get held responsible for doing this. These people all have connections, or many of them have connections to the Crown Prince. And that seems to be the thing that Trump is not going to do. He's still talking about our economic relationship with Saudi Arabia, the jobs that come from that, the contracts that come from that. And that is what this is going to come down to. When Trump is heard on the TV and radio talking about this whole thing, he knows this is such a bad image for both the United States and for Saudi Arabia that he has changed his tune. In the beginning, he was decidedly for not believing anything. The man was innocent until proven guilty. Well, the American reaction has been so bad that they're changing now. Pompeo is changing. The president is modifying his views, but not all the way. And he's saying they blew the way they did it. It was the worst cover-up in history. So what is he criticizing, the cover-up or what was behind this killing? That you kill with impunity. You don't like somebody, you kill them. And so I haven't heard what I'd like to hear from a president of the United States in this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, as always, we thank you.
And we thank you, David.